Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning and happy new year from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, but as always, I am blessed to be here with the anointed resident servant leaders of the Spirit Alive family in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Minister Gladys McGee, and, of course, our resident apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us, we just want to welcome you to this morning's service. And we pray that you will hear something that is going to bless your soul, uplift your spirit, hallelujah, and transform your lives. So at this time, we're going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come forth and open us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning just thanking you for another beautiful day that you have made for us to be able to praise and worship with each other. Whether we're near or far, we're here to be able to hear your message and your word today. We thank you for blessing all of those who are listening, Heavenly Father, for ears to be open to hear and their hearts and minds as well to be open to praise you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the messenger who's going to be delivering the message today. May they have words of wisdom and be able to promote your word, Heavenly Father, as it is guided to them through the Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for bringing us through another new year.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
For another glorious
thank
day.
You,
amen.
Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. Just having Jesus there, what comfort, what joy divine. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And this morning we are going to have a special reading sort of in honor of it being a brand new year. So we're just going to get into it, hallelujah, this morning, and we're going to be praying for Mother Mitchell in her absence. But right now I want you to just sit back and listen to these words and think about it this morning and meditate on it throughout the week if you would. Now, instead of making a New Year's resolution, consider committing to a biblical solution. Our promises are easily broken, empty words though earnestly spoken, but God's word transforms the soul by his Holy Spirit making us whole. As we spend time alone with him, he will change us from within. A new year is about to unfold with new opportunities to explore. Doors will open for new experiences, new adventures with the Lord. Remember not the former things, hallelujah, the things of past. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord will do new things in us, much more than we are aware. For he will make a way for us. He will put our trust in him, and he will guide our every step by his presence we have within. God is placed within our hearts. We will find, we'll be able to do. If we look for the opportunities, we'll see the door to go through. We mustn't let anything hold us back, but rise up and take our place and be all that God wants us to be, with a fresh touch of his grace. Hallelujah. The scripture this is based on is, of course, Philippians 4:13. For I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah and glory to God. Our Father can do all things but fail. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together, hallelujah, as a family with one heart set, one mindset, on totally on one accord in one spirit, trusting and believing in God to hear us and move. We believe that God can do all things but fail. And we believe, hallelujah, that he is still in the miracle working business. So won't you please focus your mind on the one to whom we are praying and listen to the prayer of Apostle Zeta Flowers as she comes forth. And we are going to stand in agreement with the intercessor of God. Amen. Apostle Zeta, would you please come forth, ma'am?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you, Lord, knowing that you are greater. You are the greatest. Greater than anyone, greater than anything, any situation, any problem. We come to you, Lord, knowing that you do answer prayer. We're trusting and believing in you and what your holy word says. Father God, we come lifting up those that are suffering, those that are dying, those that are mourning. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. We ask, Lord, that you would move in miraculous ways, because we know that you can. Because you are yet,
yes,
in spite of what anyone says, you are yet a miracle-working God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You are.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we're asking, Lord, that you would move in a miraculous way.
Yes, Lord.
Throughout this country and all over the world, in our homes, amongst our loved
yes,
ones.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the churches, the ministries, in Jesus' name, among your leaders, hallelujah, that you would strengthen, that you would use your leaders in a greater way this year, because things are happening that
yes,
we never
Lord.
Thought of, even though we have been warned through your holy word. So we ask, Lord, that you would come against fear.
Yes, Lord.
That your people will take notice, that they will take stock of who you are and not be afraid, but to trust you, put their trust in you, God, knowing,
yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are in charge of everything in spite of how things look. We are going to go through some things and some sufferings, and but you said in your word, hallelujah, that you would deliver us out of them all. So we're looking to you, Lord, as our deliverer today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you will deliver us from the enemy's clutches, from the enemy's hands, in Jesus' name. You have empowered us. And so we ask, Lord, that you will just cause us to acknowledge that fact, that we are empowered by you, and that we would go forth, not at our own strength and power, but in your power.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You said that we would tread upon serpents and scorpions. So even the worst things should not frighten us.
Amen.
So we look to
hallelujah.
You this morning, Lord, for your strength. Hallelujah. For your guidance. For your teaching. hallelujah, for us to apply your word even the more in this new year. Because
yes.
we are faced with other conditions.
Yes, Lord.
Other conditions than we have had before. And so we know, we still know who you are. And so we come to you for our help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up those that are sick this morning, those that are afflicted with diseases. We lift up the world conditions everywhere in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We lift up these bad weather conditions. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Where people are stuck and pipes and things are frozen up and the ground is frozen and icy and the conditions are dangerous.
My Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would move in the name of Jesus, that you would keep your people safe in the mighty name of Jesus. The fire outbreak, Lord, in Colorado,
yes.
we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
My
we
Lord.
Thank you. It could have been so much worse.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
But
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You
yes, Lord.
That your people were protected. We
thank
you,
Master.
Hallelujah. Oh,
thank
God.
You, Master.
We praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for wholeness within the body of Christ.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We pray that your people will be get more serious, hallelujah, about you and about what you want done instead of doing things in our own way. And having our own way and doing the things that you would not want us to do or to be involved with. So we ask, Lord, that you would just move in a mighty way. That there will be a cleaning up in this new year. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you did in 2021. Hallelujah. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for life in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that there is hope in you. We ask, Lord, that you would move into places where people are feeling stuck. Hallelujah. That you would allow them to know that they can put their trust in you, can change. Hallelujah. That they can change. Oh, God. Instill hope everywhere. And, Lord, those of us that you have given gifts, talents, callings,
yes,
we ask,
Lord,
that
yes, Lord.
We all take it much more serious.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because you didn't have to look to us for anything.
Right.
Because you are everything. But we
hallelujah.
Thank you that you chose to allow us to be co-laborers with you.
Yes, thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. And so we pray, Lord, that you would use us even in a greater way and that you would give your people a new mindset in this new year in Jesus'
yes.
name and to really, really know who you are.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
And to know
yes, sir.
Who they are, hallelujah, in you, Christ Jesus, because it's all about you, hallelujah, and we are connected to you, and the world should see, and the world should know that. And the world should know that there is hope for them as well. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you this morning for all that you are doing. Hallelujah. The enemy is not winning this battle.
Amen.
You already won it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
everything
sir.
That you have called us to do, I pray also, Lord, that you will cause us to walk in it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And do the
yes,
things,
Lord.
Hallelujah, that you have called us to do, that it will make a greater difference in 2022.
Yes.
Because it certainly should. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We thank you. We thank you that
yes,
we're part of the remnant.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And we must go forth in your name in this new year, even more so than ever before. In Jesus' name, We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries right now, Lord. We lift it up.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We lift those that are listening in this morning, and we lift those lift up those that are participating. We ask,
Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen the leader, Bishop Celine
Christ.
Cook.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue to strengthen the ministry and continue to allow this ministry to bless, to affect,
thank
to change,
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And to do, to transform lives in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. And we
in
thank
Jesus
you this
name.
Morning. If there are any
thank
sick
you.
Among us, we ask,
touch,
Lord, that you would touch us.
Yes,
just a hand
yes.
touch from you, Lord, is sufficient.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Touch us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be healed in Jesus' name, set free, hallelujah, with breakthroughs, hallelujah, that we can continue in the work that you have called us to do.
Yes,
amen
Lord.
And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call. It's true, you are thinking of me. How you love me is amazing. So amazing. Lord, it's so
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, and God be the glory. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. Please retrieve your Bibles and turn to the book of Acts. Ha-ha! We're going right back to the Church of Acts this morning. Chapter 4, we'll be looking at verses 13 through 22. If you are listening to us via your computer, you can go to BibleGateway.com. Simply type in Acts chapter 4, verse 13 through 22, and it will bring up the word of God for you. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads in Acts 22, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." Huh, remember that. "And beholding a man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, 'What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them and manifest to all of them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name.' And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, my Lord, nor teach in the name of Jesus." Huh. Well, "but Peter and John answered, saying unto them, 'Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.' So when they had further threatened them, they let go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle healing was shown." Saints of God, yesterday was the first day of a brand new year. And many of us perhaps went into the new year with resolutions that some of us, within the sound of my voice, may have already broken. But this morning, with God's help, I'm going to talk to us about stepping into the new year with Jesus. Because being in the presence of Jesus is all that we need. So most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now to your throne of grace asking you to empty me of self. Step into this body of clay, Lord God, and help me, Lord God, to be just a yielded vessel unto you so that you might speak through me and teach your people what you want them to know about being in your presence today, oh God. Use this message to edify and empower and equip the saints, Lord. And Father God, you said if I be lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself. So Lord, this is a message of hope. This is a message of praise. This is a message of gratitude from my heart to yours today on behalf of all of your people. I pray that you will draw the lost and use the saved. In your holy and righteous name I pray. Amen. I'm just so blessed the way God works with and through this body of believers, because it is 2022 and I want each, every man, woman, boy, and girl to be totally renewed in 22 because there is much to do in 22. And as I have said this morning, I want to talk to us about walking into the new year with Jesus. Because if we spend time with Jesus, hallelujah, we don't have to make a resolution that will be broken. We can guarantee that we will walk in courage. We can guarantee that we can walk in hope for the extraordinary. We can guarantee a beautiful new year when we are obedient to the Most High God, and we will have something to say. So this morning we're just going to talk about the benefits of being in the presence of Jesus. Because as we see from our scripture this morning, being in the presence of Jesus has its privileges. Matthew 19:26 says, with God, all things are possible. The disciples spent 3.5 years with Jesus and had seen the impossible become a reality on several occasions. So when Peter and John found themselves in a difficult situation, facing threats and opposition, the one thing that kept them going was the fact that they had been with Jesus. And now Jesus was with them through the power of his Holy Spirit. So this is the word for us today. This is the resolution that we should make today. Even though we are not able to see Jesus physically like the disciples did, we can still be in his presence today. If we spend time with Jesus, we can boldly go and we could do his will and we can face anything that comes our way. Now, like I said, spending time with Jesus has his benefits. So right now I want us to look at 4 ways we can benefit just from walking into the new year being with Jesus. John 13 says, they saw the courage of Peter and John. First of all, being with Jesus will give us courage. It will give us confidence. Peter and John had spent considerable time with Jesus and saw him heal many sick people, raise a few people from the dead, cast out evil spirits, and perform many other miracles. They knew that Jesus had the authority to do whatever needed to be done. However, before Jesus left them, he told them that they would do even greater works than he had done because he was returning to his Father. Jesus gave them a commission. He said, your assignment, should you choose to accept it. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, hallelujah, is to make disciples throughout the entire world. It says, teach them to observe everything I have commanded you. Let me read you something that Jesus commanded them to do in Matthew 10:7-8. He says, and as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Well, Peter and John had courage because they had been with Jesus. Now, you may say, yeah, that's right, Bishop. They had been with Jesus. So how does that apply to us today? We haven't had the opportunity as disciples to just hang out with Jesus personally. What does it mean for us to be with Jesus? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Because I have the answers for you. Here's a few ways we can be with Jesus. 1, we can walk with him by reading the gospel and all the rest of the scriptures. You see, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John give us an eyewitness account of what Jesus did while he was here on the earth. We can be with Jesus, and we can see how he treats people and how he did the will of his Father above everything else. We can see what made him weep and what made him angry. The scriptures show us what is important to Jesus. So that helps us to gain a sense of his values. How else can we be with Jesus? Well, we can spend time with him through prayer. Praying should not be a one-way conversation, but should involve both speaking and listening. It is talking with the Lord. It is you speak. You speak, he's listening. He speaks, you listen. Hallelujah. And then, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, you will obey. We can spend time with the Lord through praise and worship. You see, God inhabits the praises of his people. When we come to the Lord with praise in our hearts and mouth, guess what? He shows up. When we worship Jesus in spirit, out of a sincere heart, we are truly spending time with him. Hallelujah. When we just come in and we don't mind throwing our head back and singing God a praise. We don't mind shouting with the voice of triumph because we know that we are triumphant. And another way we can be with Jesus is to understand that he is with us all day, every day, wherever we go. Huh. I would say this is what I would call praying without ceasing. This is where we talk to the Lord throughout the day. It is where we acknowledge him in all of our ways, allowing him to lead us in the right direction. We can be with Jesus throughout the day because why? He's with us. In fact, when Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world to preach the gospel to every person, he also told them this, lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. If Jesus is with us, then our lives should show that we are being with him. Now, coming back to this idea of courage and confidence, how does being with Jesus give us courage? Well, just knowing that we are not alone should give us courage. Just knowing that the Lord is for us should give us a boldness to do his will. God told Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Jesus himself has promised to be with us, and he's with us through his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that lives in us. Well, I came to tell you something else. When you're hanging out with Jesus, you might as well prepare to be more than what you are. Because, see, hanging out with Jesus prepares us for the extraordinary. You see, verse 13 tells us that the temple leaders realized that Peter and John were unschooled, ordinary men. See, apparently, Peter and John did not have a their doctoral degrees from the University of Jerusalem. No, they did not have that. You see, they lacked the training required for rabbis to teach people in the temple. But that does not mean they were ignorant, you see. As good Jewish men, they probably had memorized large portions of the Torah, and they were probably really, 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 really familiar with the Old Testament. As they were teaching the people in the temple after healing the lame man, the priest and the Sadducees, who had been trained for such things, were truly disturbed that these ordinary men were doing what they were supposed to be doing. They were even more disturbed because they were teaching what Jesus had been raised from the dead and was now alive. These same religious leaders had been upset at Jesus a number of times earlier when Jesus had taught the people. Remember, Jesus spoke as someone with authority, unlike the scribes and the Pharisees, and this caused them to resent him. Because people sat up and took notice when Jesus talked. You see, the people did Jesus like they try to make us believe that people do for E.F. Hutton today. You know, when Jesus spoke, everybody listened, okay? See, God used these ordinary men to preach the gospel that day. He used these ordinary men to work an extraordinary miracle of healing for this lame man. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel really ordinary most days. In fact, there are some days I even feel less than ordinary. You know? I rarely feel like I have gone out and did anything extraordinary. But, and I'm not real proud of that, you know, as much as I love Jesus, you think I'd be out there just trying to do all this extraordinary stuff, but to tell you the truth, that's not where I'm at a lot of times. And I believe that, you know, that's where a lot of us are a lot of times. That's the way most of us live. We really don't expect to hit a home run every day. You know, some of us are just happy to get to the base. Some of us are just happy if we get walked to the base. In fact, some of us is even willing to get hit by the ball every now and again. Guess what? God wants to prepare us to be more than what we are. He says we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus who loves us. We are more than. He wants to prepare us for some of the greater works Jesus spoke about, like healing. Hallelujah. However, unless we invest time with Jesus, we will never rise above the ordinary. You see, walking with Jesus, being with Jesus, hallelujah, is what made the difference for the disciples, and it will make a difference for all of us. So, if we need courage going into the new year, because we want to do something extraordinary by the power of the Holy Spirit, guess what we need to do, saints? We need to spend more time in the presence of the giver of the gift, Jesus. Another benefit of being with Jesus is this. Being with Jesus teaches us how to obey God. You know how I know? Because in verse 19, it says this. Peter and John told the Sanhedrin, judge for yourselves whether it's right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. You see, Jesus taught by example and by his word that obedience to his Father was the ultimate expression of love and faith. In John 14, 23 through 24, Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Okay, people. I know what I'm about to say may step on some toes right here, but you know your sister Bishop always tells folks, when your toes are lined up with the word of God, I won't step on. But for what I'm about to speak on right now, you know how I know I'm going to step on your toes? Because I had to step on my own feet a couple times before I got the lesson. And here it goes. God does not want to hear how much we love him unless we are willing to show it by our complete obedience. Yeah. Complete obedience. How often do we pick and choose what we will obey from the Bible? Do we only obey the easy commands that tend to come naturally for us? Now, I say this recognizing that we are all growing and learning to obey God more fully. Or at least I pray we are. However, when God has revealed something to us in his word, whether we read it or we heard it in a sermon or in a song, how many times do we just excuse ourselves and say, oh, God will understand as long as I'm trying? The problem might be that we are not really trying because we're not taking God seriously. Or the problem that we might have is that we're trying, but we're trying things in our own power. We're not asking God for help. In Peter and John's case, though, their obedience had to do with telling others about Jesus. In fact, they were directly obeying the word of Jesus to them. They had learned obedience from Jesus himself. Philippians 2 says that Jesus obeyed his Father to the point of death. Now, I want us to ask ourselves as we go into this new year, what areas of obedience am I struggling with the most? Is it in how we treat people? Could it be in the area of honesty or money or vices? Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Since you don't grow crops, does that mean you let yourself off the hook from tithing and giving to the poor? No, it does not. And let me remind you that tithing and giving to the poor has more to do with your treasures. That means getting out there in them streets, feeding the hungry. That means going down to them hospitals, seeing the sick, praying for the sick. All that is a part of your tithing and giving to the poor. Now, let me just say that we all are going to struggle in various areas. But I need to tell you this morning, it is crucial that we learn to obey God. Because if we don't obey God, Jesus says it shows that we don't love him. Listen carefully to the value that Jesus placed on obedience. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. You see, without obedience, not only will we miss God's will on his earth, we will not find entrance into heaven. Oh, that's a thought I don't even want to deal with. Understand that just doing good things is not enough to get us into heaven. However, if we refuse to do the good things that we know to do, it's going to cost us more than we want to pay, saints. Now, I've not really addressed Peter and John's situation in the relationship to obedience, because they were being commanded by the Sanhedrin not to teach anymore in the name of Jesus. However, this was explicitly what Jesus had commanded them to do. Therefore, as far as John and Peter was concerned, this wasn't open for debate. Okay? John and Peter said, look here. When Jesus told me to go ye therefore and make disciples of men, teaching them everything that he had taught me, when the conference call, partner, you don't get a say here. You know, and I pray that I never have to face a choice between obeying authorities over obeying God. But I come to tell you this, if I do, I'm going to obey God. I'm gonna go by the word of God, okay? Because I'm not worried about being politically correct. I don't care about your worldview. I just want to be pleasing unto my Father. Because see, he's already given me something to say. Not my agenda. Not my hopes and dreams. But as I have said, I've got something to say about Jesus, because being with Jesus, hallelujah, you just, he's so good, he's so awesome, he's so wonderful, you just can't keep him to yourself. Peter and John said they could not keep silent because they had seen and heard too much while they were with Jesus. It says in verse 24, we cannot help speaking what we have seen. We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. The more experience we have with Jesus, the more we will see and hear him do things in our lives. And that gives us something to talk about. The longer we walk with Jesus, the more we should have to say about him. But even if you've only been a believer for a short time, you still have something to say. Look at the lame man. He had something to say because Jesus had healed him. He had plenty to say about the Lord. When we love the Lord, when we have an up-close personal relationship with Jesus, we can't help but tell somebody about his goodness. What have you seen and heard since you started walking with Jesus? What have you seen him do in your life? The more than more and more that he's walked with you. In fact, if you're letting God work in your life the way he wants to, you won't be able to shut up about him. I know I can't. I mean, everything that people say to me, I have to relate it back to Jesus. And I'm not trying to be facetious about it. I'm not trying to be mean about it. I'm not trying to be snooty about it. That's just the way it is. Hallelujah. When people are speaking negativity, I can't help but speak about the new life that I have in Christ. Now, I want to ask you this morning, as you walk into this new year, have you been busy with Jesus lately? Are you ready to get busy this year for the kingdom? How's your courage holding up? Are you ready to let God do something extraordinary through you? And how's your obedience? Are you obeying him the best way you know how? And what about your witness? Do you have something to say about Jesus? Have you been with him long enough for something to happen that's worth talking about? I don't know about you, but I want you to take a moment this morning and make some resolutions that you can actually keep. Because, see, that's my thing about resolutions. I don't make a lot of resolutions because I know that I'm probably not going to keep them. You see, I like being a winner. So I make resolutions that I can keep. I make resolutions like, hallelujah, I'm not going to eat this anymore this year, but glory to God, I'm not going to eat any less either. See, I can keep that resolution. And we can all keep these when we walk with Jesus. We can resolve to be courageous in the Lord. Be confident. And whatever he tells us to do, we know we can go. You know why? Because we're not going in our own strength. We're not going in our own wisdom. We're not going in our own knowledge and understanding. But we're going by the power of his might. We're going by the power of his spirit. Hallelujah. And he's never failed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we just hang out with Jesus, walk into the new year with Jesus. Hallelujah. By reading his word. Praying without ceasing, asking him what he would have us to do. Oh, hallelujah. We can have the Holy Ghost boldness to know that we are not alone, that he's walking with us, and we're standing in authority because we're standing in obedience, because where the Spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. We won't be held back. We won't be held down. We're going to get the job done. I want every woman, boy, and girl to be renewed in 22. I want you to be transformed in 22. And if you're going to do that, you got to hang out with Jesus. You've got to love on Jesus. You've got to study him. Get to know who he is for yourself. Just don't take the preacher's word for it. They don't know everything. You got to know him for yourself. And as my beloved sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton says, once you know the truth, you and you alone are responsible for living that truth to the best of your ability by praying to the Holy Spirit, asking him to teach you the ways of the Lord, asking him to help you walk worthy of being a child of God. Ask him, hallelujah, what he would have you to do. and then you go out and do it without excuse, without justification. It doesn't matter what it looks like to the world. If God told you to do it, you need to do it. And you need to do it post-haste. God is tired of folks giving him lip service. God is tired of people just being comfortable sitting up in four little walls with their chest puffed out, being all of that, and not going ye therefore into all the world. God is tired of watching us say we love him, but yet we don't completely obey him. Resolve yourself to loving on God in a way that he knows you're keeping his commandments. You're walking worthy of your call. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but simply because he said so. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when you're doing the things of God, even people in the church, you're going to have some naysayers even in the church. Why are you doing that? We never did that before. Why you want to go there? Pay them no mind. Shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Because you're being obedient to the Most High God. They don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. But God most certainly does. So let's make a resolution that we can all keep. Let's resolve to have courage. Let's resolve to have continued hope into the new year of the extraordinary things happening. You see, I believe that there's going to be some saints of God that are going to double down for the kingdom in 22. Hallelujah. They're going to start praying, and people are going to recover. They're going to start laying on hands. Hallelujah. And folks are going to be healed. Hallelujah. People are going to speak things into existence because it's time. It's time for us to be that change that we want to see. So let us all go into this new year with Jesus, because being with Jesus has its privileges. It has its benefits. Thank you. Glory to God. And at this time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an opportunity to come into a relationship with the Most High God. We're not asking you to join a church, because the body of believers, we are the church. So what I'm going to do is ask one who does this so beautifully to come forth, and that is my sister, my friend, Evangelist Kathy Horton, and she is going to lead you into an invitation, into a relationship with Jesus, so you can truly hang out with him in the new year. Amen.
God bless you, family, and all those that are listening. God bless the message and the messenger. She made a great statement of being around Jesus, the benefits of being around Jesus, or knowing who he is. My dear friends, those of you who don't know who Jesus is, and you just heard the message, and it touch your heart, there are benefits that he wants to give you once you have dedicated yourself to him. God loves you so much he sent his son Jesus. That was a great thing. And there are great benefits because he's done that. Just because they was talking about Peter, and we'll try to cut this real soon, Peter and the disciples, well, some of them were unlearned.
Take your time.
But God blessed them with great benefits. He gave them wisdom and understanding. There's a benefit right there. Not just in the ministry, but in everything.
Yes.
So right now, if you need a change in your life this year, and what happened last year you don't want to bring into this new year, give
your
life to Jesus. He will show you exactly what to do. Can God fail? No, he can't. If you obey God, can you fail? No, you can't. Because there's no failure in God, and there's no failure when you obey him. So, my dears, he loved you so much that he gave himself for you. That was love, pure love. And when you give yourself to the Lord, you're going to outgrow those around you. And they're going to say, And you can give your testimony, Jesus, glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory, that's your testimony. So right now, if you want to change your life, if you want your life to have purpose with the benefit God wants to give you, repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sin and all my unrighteousness. I now receive you and accept you as Lord of my life. Thank you for making yourself real to me at this moment. Now, as I dedicate my life to you, teach me and guide me according to your will and purpose, that I may walk in your will and purpose. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. In
yes.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you said
amen.
That prayer, God bless you and welcome to the family. And keep, like she said earlier, stay in prayer and praise. Because she said God inhabits the praise of his people. Inhabit
yes.
means to stay there. Live there. So get close to God. And what she said, obey it. From this moment
yes.
on, from this moment on, you heard the truth. Now obey it. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my beautiful sister. Thank you so much. I just love hearing her do that because she does it so well. I just love the way the Lord works through her, period. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, I'm going to ask that if you are a first-time listener and you would like to have a word this morning, you are more than welcome to press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. And in the meantime, while I wait to see if we have anybody that wants to share a word of praise, I'm going to ask Minister Gladys to come forth, and I want her to bind the message. Just pray for us going into the new year with Holy Ghost boldness and just being obedient to the will of God, the word of God, and the will of God. So I want you to just lift that all up in prayer for us, sister.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for a new year, Lord, with new blessings, Lord. On this day, Father God, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you wrap your loving arms around us, all of us that have prayed the prayer of salvation, Lord. Let us know that you are bigger, bigger than any problems that we may have, any sicknesses, any less prosperity, Father God, Lord, any lacks, Father God, Lord, that you're bigger, Father, and we could call on you, Lord, and you make it available to us, Father God. We just thank you on today, Father, that you are God, Lord. You are a living God, Father God, Lord. Asking that you touch all nations, Father God, Lord. Touch us all, Father God, Lord. Lead us and guide us, Father God, Lord. Most of all, we thank you for your great works, Father God, Lord, how you have carried us through 2021, Lord, to let us see a new year, Father God, Lord, trusting in you, Father God, Lord. We're going to give it all to you on this year, Father God, to do more for you, Lord, and as you expect more of us, Lord, as we walk in your will, Father God, Lord. We just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your healing, Father God, Lord. We thank you for the prosperity, Lord Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for cocooning us up in your word, Father God, Lord. Give us the knowledge and
yes.
the desire. Seek you, Father God, Lord. Lord, and lean onto you, Lord, all our understanding, Father God, Lord. Let no one come in and command different of us, Lord, and give us weary minds, Lord. Take away the fear, Father God, so we can
yes.
step into the new year, Father God, Lord, knowing that you are ahead of our life, Father God, Lord.
Yes, sir.
And you have opened doors, Father God. You have opened doors for us, Father God, Lord, and you have
yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we will not look back on dismay of last year, Father God, Lord, but we will look to you, Father God, Lord, to continue to bless us into the next year, into this new year, Father God, 2022, Father God, Lord, asking you, Father God, to cover us, Father God, our family, friends, Lord Jesus, Lord, as well as our enemies, Father God, Lord. Keep
yes.
us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, keep us, Father God, so that we can fulfill your commandments, Father God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen.
Amen, and to God be the glory. We are in the midst of a beautiful worship service this morning, and I just want to praise God for Apostle Zeta of All Nations Christian Fellowship, located in Oakland, California. Hallelujah. And she is blessed to have workers, her staff, and people working right along beside her, and the persons of my dear sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton and Minister Gladys. I want to thank these three beautiful ladies from All Nations for always being here with us, always serving and worshiping with us in spirit and in truth. But I want you to know that not only can you hear these sisters here, if you are in the Bay Area, the Oakland area, you can also see these beautiful sisters busy doing God's work. So I just praise God for each and every one of them. To my dear, beautiful sister Tina, Minister Tina, I praise God for you and for who you are and what you do for the kingdom. So, Father God, I just come before your throne of grace just thanking you for these beautiful servant leaders. Lord, I pray that you bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Jehovah Jireh, you are our righteous, wonderful provider. And Lord, I pray that you provide their every need according to your riches and glory. Bless their personal ministries. Bless their corporate ministries. Lord, bless them in every their goings out and comings in. Bless my
yeah.
sister Kathy as she ministers
yes, yes.
and shows others what it means to be a faithful caregiver, what it means to
yes.
honor thy mother and thy father so that thy days will be long
mm.
upon this earth. Lord, strengthen her in mind, body, and spirit, Father God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Continue to use her as a beacon of light, Lord, not just for her
mm.
family, Lord, but for all of those who may be caring for others. And
yeah.
it may get hard, but,
mm.
you know, by listening to this sister, they'll know how to pray. They'll know how to get a breakthrough. So, Lord, I just want
yeah.
you to continue to bless her as she blesses others. Lord God, I want to thank
yes,
you for Lord. Apostle. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for her ministries of feeding the hungry, Lord God, and standing with those who are abused and misused, Father
mm.
God. I pray that you continue to cover her with your mighty blood, Lord.
Mm.
Protect her from all
yes.
hurt, harm, and danger, Father God.
Yes.
Let no weapon come against her, Father God,
mm.
in the name of Jesus. Provide for her, Father God, all that she will need. And, Lord God, I'm praying that you do it in advance. I pray for my sister, Minister
mm.
Gladys, who works alongside Apostle Father God. God, bless her, Lord God. Bless her in mind, in body, and in spirit, Father God. Hallelujah. I pray
mm-hmm.
that you will continue to use her, oh God, as a beacon of light
yes.
to her family. Let no one
yes.
come against her, Father God, simply because she has decided to serve you. Let her stand, God, in her favor
yes.
and her love for you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Use her to make a change. Where change is needed, whether it be in her family, in her community, in her church, wherever it may be, God, just use
yeah.
this servant.
Yes.
And Lord, I just pray for my sister, Minister Tina, as she stands with
yeah.
the children who are exploited, the abused and battered women,
yeah.
Lord. Continue to cover
yes.
her and her ministries, Father God. And, Lord, I know that you will, because all of these ministries give you honor and glory. All of these ministries reach out and help the needy. All of these ministries, Lord God, edify and glorify who you are, Lord God. So bless them and bless them indeed. We thank you for another year, Lord. And we want to just let you know we're going to serve you with all that we have, God, with all that is within us. With all
yes.
of our might, our heart, and our souls, Lord God. We're going to give it all to you. We're going to leave it all on the battlefield for you, Lord God.
Oh, yeah.
Because you and you alone are worthy. So, Lord, we thank you and we magnify you. Continue to bless our listeners, oh, God. We pray that they heard something today that will cause them to call you Abba Father. That will cause them to step into their rightful place, Lord God. That will cause them to begin a journey of transformation. Because, Lord God, we know that your word does what it sets out to do. And we know that it does not come back void. So we're thanking you for the souls that were won from everything said here today. We're thanking you, Lord God, for the lives that will be changed from everything said here today. Lord, we're thanking you for the abundance and the increase of worth and value in lives that will hear this service today. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to use us as only you can. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus, we do pray. And we give you glory for it all. Amen. You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And this morning, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I am blessed to be the woman of God of this assembly, of this network. But I'm also even more blessed to have in my presence and always by my side, my anointed family, Minister Tina Brown, Minister Gladys McGee, Evangelist Kathy Horton, and of course, our resident apostle, hallelujah. As of the new year, I deemed her resident apostle. Apostle Zeta Flowers. We all want to say thank you for listening. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you continue to walk into this new year with Christ Jesus, and that you be ye transformed. So go, you are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Amen, and to God be the glory.
Amen.
See you next week, everybody.
Amen.
God bless you, my beautiful sisters.
Love
I sure
God.
Do love you.
Love
we love
you.
Mother, Kathy. We love mother, too.
Amen.
Love you. Amen. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.